I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Fall trout stocking gets started next Monday, and coming up next, we'll talk about the conditions and what anglers can expect. It's been a dry spell for the late summer and early fall, and that has impacted the streams in West Virginia, where typically trout are stocked. However, despite the low water conditions, the two-week stocking period will go on. Hatchery Programs Manager Jim Hedrick says it's not the first time they've had low water when the fall stocking schedule rolled around.
It is an issue, has been an issue in the past. We are forecasted to get maybe a little more rain. I don't know how that will impact the water levels. But I guess the reality is when the water levels are this low, they're also correspondingly that low at the hatchery, making it more difficult for us to hold those fish as well in a good health condition that we can be assured that they can be stocked to the anglers.
Although the water may be low, Hedrick says they do find the right place to put those fish.
Our hatchery staff is really good about that. They've done this for years. Obviously, this is not the first year that we've had low water, and basically they will pick and choose, and they will try their best to put those fish in areas that are a little bit deeper, areas that fish are less likely to fall to predators, and they will pick and choose as they go. And of course, in the fall, our stocking, we don't stock the numbers that we normally do during a regular spring stocking, so typically there are less fish to be stocked anyway.
Now, often fish will be able to survive right through the wintertime in those high mountain streams and lakes, but a lot of that depends on the same condition as well.
As long as the temperature remains cool enough, which I think at this point it probably will. One of the reasons why we have delayed the fall stocking by a week starting a couple of years ago. So temperature is a big issue. The other thing will be dependent on how soon we do get rainfall and those water levels increase. Obviously, the lower that water is, as I mentioned earlier with predators, if we don't get rain, there could be some move to shallow areas and become subject to that.
And those stockings start Monday, and Jim tells us they run for 2 weeks.
The week of October 21st and the week of October 28th. Two stockings at each of the locations that are indicated by a code of an F in the fishing regulations.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.